Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, Fove. Good morning, Fove.
Hey, how are you?
Am I saying your name correctly?
You are. You're saying it perfectly.
What does it mean, Fove?
Well, initially when my mum named me this name, she thought it meant baby deer, but it turns out that it actually means wild beast in French.
Jesus. So that was Get your French lesson sorted out before you name the child, mammy.
Exactly.
You thought it meant what?
Baby deer. She read a book years ago, and I think there's a double meaning for it in French, that it also means the colour fawn, but she thought that it was French for a baby deer, and then it was only a bit 12 years later that she actually discovered that it meant wild beast.
So what does she have, a Bambi or the Tasmanian dust devil?
Well, I'm more of a Bambi, I would hope.
Well, you see, I can't take your word for that, Fove, because I've never met you, so I've got to believe your mum. She called you, you're obviously like a wild child, you kind of emerged.
I must have been a hairy baby.
You came out with hairy and loads of teeth.
Exactly.
Scraping and scratching like a wild one. So how's the world, Fove, all good?
Not too bad at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, good. Now, you've come to my attention because of your brother.
I stalked you, yeah.
Well, you've stalked us, and we're kind of looking, oh my God, I've got to get this right, obviously, because we weren't sure what was happening with it and what's going on. So tell me about Connor, will you?
Yeah, well, Connor is 18.
Yep.
He is a massive Take That fan, really just listens to them all day, every day, to be honest with you.
Yeah, driving you mad, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a real character, and it was just something that kind of chanced my arm at, basically.
So you're a chancer is what you're trying to tell me.
Exactly, yeah.
One of life's chancers. Well, meet your match.
Yeah, basically then put the campaign up thinking maybe I might know somebody who would have tickets or something like that, and people just seemed to fall in love with them, which was great.
They're very hard to get those tickets for the Late Late Show, you know.
So I've actually learned over the past few days.
So tell me more, though, about Connor. What should we know about him?
Where do I start? Big Manchester United fan. That's probably where I'll start. Loves Mrs. Brown's Boys, which is actually, I'm pretty sure over the last few years, his love for Mrs. Brown's Boys has made him just a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Eats, breathes, sleeps, Take That, just listen to them all day long, and everyone loves them.
Okay, is he in school? Does he work?
He's in a program called Pathways at the moment. It's out in Blanchardstown. He goes there 3 days a week. He's supposed to be full time, but there was a little bit of issues with him, and he didn't know whether he was going to take to it after school. Because, to be honest with you, he had this notion in his head that when he left school, he was leaving to go on tour with Take That.
Oh, he actually believed that, did he?
Oh yeah, he convinces himself. He actually knows the name of all Take That's backing band. And he doesn't actually want to be in Take That's band. He wants to be in the backing band.
Right, so he does want to take away from their attention, obviously. He just wants to...
He's fine with them just being them, and he actually just wants to merge into their backing band and go on tour with them.
Tell me about the programme he's in, then.
It's like a kind of... It's basically a programme to bridge from school to actual life.
Yeah.
It's supposed to teach him about how to, like, kind of independent travel, and how to kind of just real life skills, how to interact with people in shops, that kind of thing, just so that he could actually live by himself and kind of cope with life without having to be brought everywhere and having to rely on other adults.
And this is what people with Down syndrome have to do, don't they? They need to kind of go into a program just to kind of to get into regular society.
Yeah, exactly. But with Connor, it's a little bit of an issue, because we find that a lot of Down syndrome people are quite placid. They do kind of just plod along, and they have, like, they're not as wild as Connor, whereas Connor's very sociable. So we worry that if he actually did kind of try and get on a bus on his own or to try and go around on his own, he'd sit down beside, he has a fascination with kind of scumbags, to put it mildly.
With what?
Kind of, with love, hate and everything. He loves the idea of, like, people in tracksuits and stuff, so he wants to sit down. If we let him on a bus by himself, he'd sit down beside the worst crowd on the bus. So that's a bit of an issue as well.
Well, Fove, I'm not going to lie to you, that's a very peculiar fascination he has.
He's a very strange person.
He loves really Take That and Love Hate.
He loves Take That and Love Hate. He actually met Nidge a couple of years ago. I think a girl in the school was friends with Tom Von Lawler, and she brought him into the school to meet him. So that was one of the big highlights of his life so far.
So he met Nidge?
Yeah. He has a picture with him and everything.
I was in a place called Lemon. It's a crep place. I don't know if you know it, in Dawson Street.
I actually walked beside it, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I was there on Monday with my girls, and we were having a crepe just before we got shopping. You know, we're sitting down, and there was a girl with Down syndrome, and she was looking over at me, and I looked back at her, and I said, "What's your name?" And she told me her name. I don't want to embarrass her, so I won't tell you. But I said, "So what are you up to?" And she worked up the road in a pub.
Really?
As a lounge girl.
Oh, okay.
She was on her own, and we had a good chat, and she was heading up to work for the day. And I was just deeply impressed by her. That she was going head up to having a crepe and a coffee, heading up to, you know, with Down syndrome, as you know more than anyone else. There are different levels of ability to socialise.
Yeah.
So with Connor, you're worried about letting the boat out of the harbour.
He's a bit too sociable. We worry that even, like, if you walk him over across to the shops, he will stop and talk to every single neighbour along the way. Which is something that we don't necessarily want to get out of him, because it's
exactly
a good characteristic to have, but at the same time, it could potentially be very harmful as well.
How many of you in the family?
Just the two of us and my mum and dad. Quite a small family.
So, wild Fove and sociable Connor.
And wild Connor.
Yeah, wild Connor. Connor, who likes Gary Barlow and Nidge.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Well, look.
Very strange. He really just loves, like, kind of anything that's, like, popular on telly. He loves EastEnders, everything like that.
Yeah.
And he kind of gets really fascinated with it. He doesn't, like, he kind of
gets obsessed.
Immerges himself in it.
Yeah, I hear you. Does he have posters on his bedroom wall?
He doesn't, no, but his wallpaper and his wall is Manchester United.
Manchester United.
The whole room is like walking into a shrine to Old Trafford.
I got you. Well, we know plenty of men like that, by the way. Okay, what are we going to do? So what do you want from me?
Well, originally we were just hoping to even get tickets for the show, and it's got so big now that even, like, with Gary Barlow having tweeted about it.
What did Gary Barlow tweet?
Oh, he tweeted Harrods on Sunday morning when I woke up. There was a tweet from Harrods with me tagged in it saying to Gary Barlow, "Oh, somebody really wants to meet you. Extend your Christmas spirit and make it happen." And Gary Barlow actually tweeted back to a separate tweet that evening saying, I'm on it, like, basically that he was doing something about it, which we kind of hoped was the case. And then also yesterday, one of the vocal coaches from The Voice UK had tweeted about it to some guy in the UK. I think he was a promoter or something. Mm-hmm. And then the guy actually got onto my mum. He tweeted to her saying that he's been on to take that record label. So with this kind of, It's just
craziness
is just
taken off. Okay, well, look, I've interviewed Take That three times and Gary Barlow about five times. And what I can tell you is that off the air, you know, when beyond the chat show, they're extremely nice fellas. Like, really friendly and warm, and they're good guys.
They do come across like that,
If I thought that they were knobs, I would tell you that too.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't tell you on air, because that would be rude. If you have nothing good to say about somebody, don't say it at all. Isn't that the rule?
Exactly, yeah.
So I love being able to tell you that they're really nice fellas and they're kind. But what I can also tell you is that we can't make a promise. I'm not going to make a promise to you on air that Connor's going to take that, because that wouldn't be fair in case it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
So yeah, that's no problem.
It's not being mean. I just need to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'd prefer that.
Okay, good. So what I will do is 100%, and it's been really hard to do this because it's the final show of the year, it's a big show on Friday, and somebody's had to sacrifice their tickets for you, and they're going to do that to make sure that Connor's in the audience on Friday night.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's happening.
Jesus, we still haven't told him. He doesn't actually know anything.
Don't tell him till Friday morning.
We're just going to turn up.
Turn up. So what I think Fove, what we'll do is we'll put you and Connor together in the audience as your brother and sister, and you're such a kind sister to do this. So let's give you two the seats. How's that?
So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And he'll be a couple of feet away from the lads, which is a good start.
Oh, well, and I can't promise that he won't try and make contact.
I understand, I understand. And what I'll say to you is anything after that's a bonus. How's that?
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. That was originally what I hoped for as well, so that's really a good development in it.
You really love him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I haven't got much of a choice. He stalks me at home, so...
Why does he stalk you?
Oh, well, his room is next to mine, and because he sits in his room playing Take That all day, he likes to have the notion that he has an audience.
Oh.
So both of us are downstairs and he's going upstairs to play his music. He wants me to go upstairs with him, so that even if I don't, I'm not in the room with him, even if I'm just doing my own thing in my bedroom, he likes to think that there's somebody listening to him, that all of his piano playing and Take That singing isn't in vain.
You must have a pain in your arse to take that, do you?
Well, I won't say that.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, if you hear the same song every day over
you
and over again.
We can light up the world again.
And that's something similar to how Connor sings it as well.
Oh, well, now, I won't get into. So, what do you do? Are you studying or working or what are you doing?
I'm finished college a couple of months now and I'm working in the Book of Cows here in Trinity College.
Are you?
Yeah, I work on the take appointment in the shop.
So if I go and see the Book of Kells, you're sitting there going, that'll be €50 or whatever it is.
Oh, I'll let you in for free just to get me the tickets. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I might have to go and have a look at the Book of Kells now.
Oh, do. It's great.
I did go because I used to do a tour guide for Italian students when I was younger.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Could you imagine the poor Italians looking at me at the top of the bus going,
well,
and now on the left,
the tour guide.
I bet you have. But I did like, I used to love going into Trinity because it was such a lovely college and you'd say, no,
oh, it is.
The book
it's really nice. It's beautiful.
Do you like working there?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I've worked here since I'm 16, so it's 7 years now in here.
At the Book of Kells?
I worked here weekends and I was in school and college and I've just taken a year here to work as well while I actually figure out what I want to do afterwards.
So what do you want to do?
I don't know. That's
you're still trying to decide.
Yeah, I finished my degree and I'm going to go on and do a master's, but I'm not entirely sure what I want to do a master's in. And I rushed into my first degree and I ended up leaving and doing something else.
What did you rush into doing?
I'd done economics, course.
And then you got bored with that. And then what?
I went on to do English and geography.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much more interesting.
A bit more human. Economics was very numerical, which I didn't like. So.
Precisely. So why did you want to work so young at 16?
Well, I think it was all my friends had Christmas jobs at the time, so I ended up just getting this on weekends. And it was perfect because it was a full day and a Saturday and a half day and a Sunday, which was fine with school. And I actually really enjoyed it as well. And to have your own bit of independence is always a bit better too.
You're a smart cookie, Fove. I like you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really admire that. I love seeing, like, when I'm out going to a restaurant or whatever and people are working as waitresses and what have you, I always love to know what they're up to. And if they're studying or waiters or whatever, I always think, God, that's brilliant that they're not just getting handouts or anything like that. They get a work ethic and everything like that as well to get themselves through. It's really important.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. I like you, Fove.
Oh, thank you. I like you too now.
Well, I bet you do. Yeah, that's the only reason for that. That's how I make friends. Would anyone else like tickets? Love me. Okay. Text from Maria says, my brother Francis has Down syndrome. He's the best brother in the whole world. He has two jobs and got a tattoo recently that has made him very happy. Now, that's all ahead of you, Fove. That's all ahead of you.
Oh, I'd imagine so.
Text says, I wish to God I had a sister like that. Fair play to her.
Oh, that's very nice.
You're feeling the love here, that's what I'll say to you.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Over the last few days, I don't think I've ever been so popular in my life.
Well, you're going to have to get your glad rags on because you're going to come and see us on Friday night.
Perfect.
And Connor.
Thanks very much.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you both, I have to say.
I can't wait to surprise them with this. It's going to be absolutely delighted.
Well, during the ad break, I'll come up and say hello and we'll do a photo and catch up. How's that?
Oh, perfect. Well, thanks very much.
And then we'll see what happens about the whole take that thing.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed anyway.
At least he'll be there looking at them. And
well, that would be amazing for him.
That's a good start.
Really, he wouldn't even be able, because he knows he's been in the newspapers over the past week. And we've told him yesterday and the day before, we told him that he was in the newspaper just because he's Take That's biggest fan. And when he actually seen the newspaper article, just being on the same page as Take That, he was actually filling up and he had to stop and take deep breaths. He was just absolutely delighted. He has the cutouts in his room and he just keeps looking at them.
Well, I think his week is going to get better.
It really is. Thanks a million.
Hey, listen, I'll see you Friday.
Okay, see you then.
Bye,
thanks very much. Bye.